This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. Is that singing, though? I mean, I'm not getting into the whole it's rap singing. But, I mean, that guy's just sounding like he's talking.
Yeah, like, well, people are like, you know, is he a rapper? Is he not rapping anymore? He can't. People are saying Eminem really screwed him up. He don't know what he is now.
What do you mean?
You know, he had that big diss. They had like a diss battle back and forth.
I thought that was called a beef.
And maybe it is. Eminem came out and said that, you know, like, he really doesn't like him.
So there's only room for one white rapper here, bud.
Pretty much. Like, I don't know what it is with Eminem and
That's
MGK.
That's kind of silly.
As many white rappers as there are now. He doesn't really seem to have issues with other ones like he does with MGK. So they kind of went back and forth at it. And
is Eminem married? Like, has he been linked? I'm not trying to guess his sexuality, but like, has he ever been like besides with Kim?
Kim?
I don't think so.
Maybe he's smart enough now. Like, all right, maybe
a bad
enough breakup. I shouldn't rap about him, you know, anymore.
I know his mom passed away. I did read that.
Yeah, well, and then he's a granddad now. I read that too.
He's kind of grown up a little bit since, you know, calling out everybody and being so kind of bullied.
Chris Kirkpatrick, you can get your blank kicked.
Yeah, like, I don't, like, did he make up with everybody? I know he did with his mom. This is when MGK did Iris, the Goo Goo Dolls song. That kind of threw people like, okay, like, what? Are you, I don't know.
Well, like, Post Malone, he was a rapper when he started out, and now he's straight up all country.
Yeah, God, that's odd too, right?
Yeah, very odd.
Then people were saying that's what he wanted to be. Like, he didn't want to rap.
Yeah.
I know people don't like labels, but you got to have at least one.
Why do you have to have one genre that you perform under? I mean, look at Jelly Roll.
I don't know what Jelly Roll is. Like, he's rap to me.
Yeah, well, I know. It's that weird, like,
he's
I don't
country
like
to me.
Labels, but then again, he does. He does all of it.
So
he's smart.
Yeah.
Dead Man Walking is his first to go to rock radio, but it sounds like the rest of his songs. It's a great song.
Stole it from The Undertaker.
It's just the fact that, you know, they, I don't know, it's just kind
of. I mean, back in the day, there used to be just one radio station really in this town, and they'd play almost everything. So.
What is it? Well, there's been more than just one.
Well, I mean, not really. I mean, years ago, that we played like all top 40 stuff.
It's like master one thing first, right? Do that. Be good at that one thing.
Well, then you get the whole Beyonce thing going again there. And then you go back to like the way it was back in the day where like, you know, everybody released a Christmas album. Or everybody would do, we got stuck in the unplugged years.
Well, I love that, though.
That ain't
some of them.
MTV Unplugged was the best.
The Korn one was not good.
No.
That you got to have.
I mean, that's not supposed to be acoustic.
Uh-uh.
Anything new metal.
No. No. They're like, you want to go hear Pantera Unplugged?
No.
Want guitars. I want to hear Darnell play some guitar. Many others.
Daryl, he's gone.
Yeah.
Dimebag Darnell was somewhere else we knew. He sold drugs.
Oh, Lenny Paul and many more.
Yeah.
Lena Paul. Dang it, that's a porn star. I'm sorry. I get him
Lena
mixed
Paul.
Up.
You just are so messed
look
up.
Her up.
All right. Is it worth it? Oh, see,
that's
wrong.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even do the thing. Dude's, what's her last name?
Paul.
Is this going to be like one who has like a big old. It's a transsexual type. Well, you. No, she's not.
Yeah.
Goodness. Oh, I've seen her before.
Yeah, see.
I've seen her before.
This is good. Where? About it. Like, hey, that's who you are.
Wouldn't that be weird? Like, you're out somewhere and you're like, I've seen you before. I don't know about that. I'm from out of town. I've seen you, though.
Like, I know you.
What do you do for a living? I'm a porn star. Oh, okay. That's it.
That's it. Now you don't have to wonder. You could take a picture and upload it to Google, and it's like, hey, here's who this is.
Is that how that's how they dox people?
Probably.
Yeah.
Is it, the information's readily available. That's how I found out who Dog Fart was. Just take a picture. And, hey,
that's not his birth name?
No.
Ah.
His mother named him that.
I know. It's like finding out Wee Man.
Dog Fart.
Wee Man, that's not his real name. Like, I thought he was Wee Baby when he was first born, but no.
We're going to name this child Wee Man.
We need a name right now for the show. Ah, Dog Fart.
Isn't his last name Acuna? So is he related to freaking the Acuna Jerry. Of the Braves?
Acuna Matata. No. Got to be related.
Oh, my God.
Got to be cousins.
I mean, they have to. That's a far-reaching name.
We need a name right now. We're going to call him Dog Fart.
Isn't that his name? Am I wrong with that? God. Yeah, Jason Acuna.
Yep, women. Okay. Acuna. Had a birthday recently.
Acuna Matata.
I just watched him in Jackass Forever. He had the triple wedgie.
I bet he and Ronald are related.
We got to be.
Okay.
Do you want to come back and do the thing?
Can we play it and then come back to it? Because I think that'll set it up so... and what's fun is y'all are awesome. Many of you online, P1's, the listeners of this show. A lot of you, like when I did a reel page, you know, like a video. And many of you were quick to point out, I believe there's this radio show that has this thing called an FOF line you could call. That's true. But I decided to do it on video. And boy, I swear, some of y'all are some hateful ass people. Just hateful. Here's the audio of my video.
I want you to watch this. This lane is running out. I want you to see who the a**s are as they drive by. We are on 85 right now, and the lane is ending. And look at the a**s who are like, oh, no, I got to get over now. Like, for real. I want to say the F word right now, but my cousin's a preacher, and he follows me on here. But damn. Look, here comes about five more. Bunch of self-righteous
It's the...
What was that last one?
It's the straight-up F.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. I finally just gave in. And just finally...
I was open.
Ah! Yeah, boy, the hate came out on that, on my own line. Good Lord. I mean, I know what it means. Y'all just got to understand the point of view is when the zipper lane ends... And people are still riding over on the shoulder of the road.
Rolled.
You're self-righteous. You're a prick. You're an ass H. You are. Like, you got to get in behind everybody. You can't, like, oh, I didn't realize. Oh.
This is clear cut. There's only one answer.
You ride them into the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whoever defends, you know, the other way.
And then there's somebody said, you're the one breaking the law right now, videoing this going down the road. I was like.
What?
You're right, but you don't know that. I could have one of them little tripods on my
They're not right. What's a dash cam? Dumbass.
All right.
You too, commenter.
Yeah, commenter. 1-800-774-0093. There were some truckers that were like disagreeing, saying that I'm part of the reason why that backs up so much there. I mean, I get the way it works, but you can't just... Act like you don't see the lane is ending and you're just going to keep driving down the shoulder.
I love the spin people put on it for being wrong.
It's so, man, the freaking just, the knives come out. Is that what I'm saying? Knives come out? The fangs come out?
Fangs come out at night?
No, that's freaks. Your call's next. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love that for you. I heard somebody say that the other day at Target. I love that for you.
For you?
I love that for you.
I'd never do that, but I love that for you.
Me and Tony got engaged. Well, I love that for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So nice.
That's Mary Beth. Another company she works for is going out of business.
I know. It's like,
oh boy.
Is she going to be working from home, Mary Beth? Weight Watchers now is no more.
What?
I mean, the part of the way Weight Watchers, and I did Weight Watchers before. I did them all, folks.
Did you?
To the Vitality Center. I went to Body Camp. I went to.
Oh, that sounds cool.
What was Body Camp?
It wasn't. That's the one where they told me to imagine chicken nuggets were maggots.
Good God.
And that would make me not attracted to them when I saw them. I was like, I don't have that much of an imagination. I more see them covered in barbecue sauce than I do maggots.
Is it possible they said four maggots and you misheard them?
Nope. Although that word was acceptable to say then.
It really was.
So zipper lanes. I mean, look, what? I'm not trying to stir up a hornet's nest. I was just trying to be some boots on the ground out there in that fierce traffic world and just explain that people who don't adhere to the zipper lanes are self-righteous a-holes.
Zipper lanes. That's the first I've heard of that.
I got it. Should we play it again? I got it again.
I mean, if you want to.
It's really good.
I want you to watch this. This lane is running out. I want you to see who the a-holes are as they drive by. We are on 85 right now, and the lane is ending. And look at the a-holes who are like, oh, no, I got to get over now. Like, for real. I want to say the F word right now, but my cousin's a preacher, and he follows me on here. But damn, look, here comes about five more. Bunch of self-righteous
They really were.
Just zooming up there, too, trying to get a spot.
And so you got people on there that were venomous. I mean, said, no, you're the reason why the traffic backs up, because you fall in line. And I'm like,
what are they supposed to do?
I got in. So I can guesstimate here. From here to the wall is probably 12 feet. Am I right?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Okay. So the lane is ending in less than that. The width of the car wouldn't have allowed any more cars to go by. That V where it connects like a slice of pizza, it's gone. But people still just, and they'll occasionally throw their hands up like, what is happening? I'm sorry. Oh, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm like, no, into the wall you go.
Try to take a mile.
Gotcha.
Literally.
And I get it. Now, I also know that when there's a two, like for instance, when I come to work, I go down 291 Pleasantburg Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Then I take a left to get on 385. And then that lane is a zipper lane. And 9 times out of 10, I will end up getting in the far right because I realize that lane's never used. People don't, they think, oh, this is the lane. But I also don't wait until the last minute to get, I fall in. Like the Chick-fil-A damn line. When you're like, I know I ordered for them. Well, we're just going in order of cars, though. Well, that's stupid.
They don't pay attention.
They don't.
Every other. There's an exit. That's two signs that say keep going.
Yeah.
Switch lanes later. Nobody pays
attention. Or when you get off 385 right here to get on Woodruff.
People won't let you merge in.
Well, yeah, but the lane goes for half a mile before you have to merge. And people will just stop there with their blinker. I'm like, what do I do? Son of a gun.
If I see you speed up to get, I'm not going to let you in.
I'll kill you, literally.
I've seen people go
hard
and pass
in the head,
the merging lane and drive on the side head. And drive on. I've seen them get tickets, so I wouldn't advise you to do that.
Well, I don't advise people to drive like hellions.
I don't ever see
they do.
I don't ever see the cops around when people are trying to, when they're really doing this stuff.
They were raking in the money and dunking this weekend. I saw them had, first off, the GPS goes, speed check alert. I was like, usually that's bull crap. So I kept driving like hell. And all of a sudden, I saw three police cars.
I was like,
pulling them over and dunking.
I learned my lesson with reckless driving.
Yeah. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you were drunk that time, though, right?
No, it never was. It's 4 points for speeding going over a certain amount.
You really have to drive defensively. It's the only way to operate.
Yeah.
You can't
be aggressive. I know this guy, but I don't know if he's on my team or not. Let's go to P1 Old Money Cards. What's up, dude?
What's going on, man?
Just hanging out. All right, so your thoughts about zipper drivers.
I agree with you 100%. You saw that same sign over a half a mile ago that you needed to get over, and if you're going to ignore that and try to pass me, we're going to take bumpers off.
Yep.
All right. Are you clogging right now by chance?
Are you walking in wooden shoes?
No, I'm sitting in the car fixing to walk in the plant. It's a little rainy out here.
So that's rainy.
I'm head in here and get the shift started.
Oh, you going to the bathroom first?
That's what he said.
I'm probably going to have to hit the dryer to dry my hair that I don't have.
Ah.
Bless you. You can always, you know, squeegee it off.
That's right. That's right. Wow. Squeegee
that's
it off.
That's it.
Hey, you have a, it's good to hear from you, man. I'm awful with messages online. So, if you've messaged me, I know we talk. Shut up.
It's a convenient excuse.
Yeah. You don't care.
Hey, it's all good, man. I know you've been busy. Been praying for you, too, brother.
Oh, quit praying for me. No, I mean, thank you. I appreciate it. No, I really do. Thank you. Have a good morning, brother. That is the biggest Jeremy Clements collector in the entire world.
Yeah, but does he have the bobblehead?
Yes.
The bobblehead.
Yes.
I don't have the bobblehead.
He's got, like, all the gold vinyl. Super Fractors, all the one-on-ones, all of them.
God, this is what Jug's the perfect person to talk about this stuff.
Yeah,
this what he does for a living. He probably weaves in and out of traffic.
Yeah, but they don't have zipper. Well, they do coming off of the pit.
Yeah.
Zipper what, like, suit?
Huh?
A zipper suit? That'd be cool.
No. Well, you thought this whole time we were talking about the fashion accessory.
No, I'm just talking about how you can get in and out of the suit faster.
Ever since she talked about her zipper suit that zipped all the way from the top to the bottom, it was like she's stuck on it.
I know.
She's picturing her big, beautiful sweater popping out of that dress.
Like, when you would have to, like, when you wore that, it was blue leather dress.
Yes.
Zipped down the front. Did you, when you had to go, just say number one, do women say number one?
I've only worn it once.
Okay.
Somebody had to help me into it, just like my wedding dress.
Do you just hike it up and sit down?
I never sat down in that dress.
Oh, don't answer yet.
Wait a minute. Let's go back on this. Yeah. I'm taking notes. It was a blue leather, you said.
Yeah, yes.
Now, being in California, no one threw paint on you or anything while you were wearing this leather, you said?
You know, it was the only time.
Where did you find a blue cow, by the way?
It was just kind of weird that I ended up doing that with a friend of mine.
Oh. What do you mean by doing it?
Because it was for a fashion show, and I ended up helping them out. They needed somebody.
Oh, were you like and naked backstage?
I didn't think it would fit me, and so they put it on me, and they, you know, and I'm a curvy girl, and they were able to zip it up, so I wore it.
Was everybody naked backstage at a fashion show?
Pretty much.
Or are we talking like, we're not talking like Career Center type fashion show, right?
So no, did it push your boobs
legitimate fashion show.
To where it made it like you were wearing like football shoulder pads?
Oh, God, it hurt because I was just like in this dress.
To wear shoulder pads with nothing else.
I didn't need shoulder pads. I, you know.
You have shoulders.
I have shoulders.
Yeah, you're kind of killing it.
Shoulder pads. My mom did wear those big jackets. Remember those?
God.
Pants suits.
Yeah, you got big dude shoulders. Yeah.
Women, man. Y'all got, well, just the 90s, women's 90s like formal attire was stupid.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I had to go to Cato every Saturday as a kid. I'm looking around at all this stupid jewelry. And
do you remember the like rubber skirts that we wore? I'm trying to think of what they were that you had to.
No, I didn't hang around women who liked rubbers.
Oh. Like
galoshes, condoms, any of
leather.
Can't feel anything with.
Anyways, that was it. Back in the 90s, they were great. Like the fashion. What happened?
I can see this dress. As I can see it going up and down.
I'm
going
to try to see if I can find one like that.
She's got a shirt kind of like that. Like the zipper goes halfway
maybe
down.
Maybe that's why I like it. Just the zipper that goes, it's easy to wear.
You can let them breathe.
So you're not wearing a bra with the zipper dress then, right?
Uh-uh.
God bless. Is that not like the leather on nipple?
It was so tight I couldn't breathe. I mean, it was just skin tight.
You don't need to breathe. It's overrated.
I can tell.
Just hold your breath.
It's hard to.
Just remember to breathe. Just remember. Don't forget.
I'm gonna look and see.
All right. Paige.
Yeah.
What is going on in the Plex?
Well, we're gonna talk about animals and
animals.
Animals. Oh, yeah. Is it should you do this to your dog? Should you do the ice bucket challenge on your dog?
Ice bucket?
Bucket challenge. Bucket.
Oh, that's still a thing?
Well, I mean, what were we raising awareness for with that? Is it prostate cancer?
What was it for the first time?
I don't know. We did it for the firemen.
No, that was for Lou Gehrig's disease.
Was it?
Was it ALS?
I think so.
What's that got to do with it then?
I don't know.
It didn't necessarily attribute to like, oh, people who have this get cold fast.
Yeah, like
what was it?
What is the tie-in?
God, we all did it. We were probably like summoning some deity to Earth.
The fireman thing, we set our arms on fire. That's what that was.
No. We set shoes on fire.
This is arm fire challenge.
God, that's interesting, Paige.
This is the chili bucket to the head challenge. I challenge fire department to make chili fast enough to dump on his head.
Oh, God. Yes, that's what it was. What are you showing me?
Oop. Oh, it was longer than that.
She's showing me the dress now.
Oh, did it have zipper all the way down?
Yeah, but it had one strap. It was like an Andre the Giant singlet.
She knows that she can't show me because I'll rub her ear and touch myself at the same time.
Yeah. but you can't rub your stomach and circle your head, right?
It's impossible.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
All right. We'll get into Paige's headlines and much, much more right after this. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, when news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. And just because you see it on TikTok, it doesn't mean it's a great idea. And you should be doing this, especially this thing that people are doing to their pets.
Did anybody ever buy TikTok?
Oh, you know what? I haven't heard.
They were like, oh, we're going to buy this thing. And then
there has been a name. Somebody has emerged to get it. I just can't remember who it is. It's not Elon.
Mr. Wonderful.
It's not him either.
Huh?
Let me look it up real quick. Somebody, like this came up within the past week. Huh. Somebody's looking to get it.
Vince McMahon.
I thought it was going to end soon, but I guess not.
No, they said as long as it's American-owned, we're cool with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so as long as Americans... If it's never American-owned, then what happens? We just continue to
Well, I trust... I mean, if they're going to get all our information, I want to trust Americans with my information more than to another country.
All right. So there's a warning.
But I don't trust anybody.
This warning has been issued to people that are doing this, quote, disturbing online new trend. That, as we said, it started like in 2014 to raise awareness for... ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. So what they're telling people not to do is to do this ice bucket challenge on their dogs. And they're calling it the Bark Your Mind challenge.
Bark your mind.
And experts say...
Bark or die.
It traumatizes them and makes them trust you less. So if you're going to come up to a dog and just dump cold water on the dog, dog's going to freak out. It means nothing to the dog. The dog's going to think you're crazy to do that to him and cruel.
Well, most people that did it online didn't know what they were doing it for. Again, I thought I was doing it for prostate cancer. Yeah. I really had no idea what it was for.
That's the mustache bit, right? For prostate cancer.
Mustache bit.
Like you grow a mustache throughout the month?
No.
Because obviously breast cancer awareness in the pink.
He's talking about that thing where girls would get the mustache tattooed on their
stupid.
Index finger. Oh, man.
I'm going to give you an RKO if I see you, if you're, you know, man or woman.
Good smelling you on fingers.
With a mustache tattooed finger. I'm going to drop you on the road.
God,
I'm going to dinosaur drop kick you like old Gunner.
This is going to scare your pet. Like, if you knock your pet in the pool or in the water, the pet's going to hate swimming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to scare it.
Same thing with kids.
I always let, you know, I tell people, please do not throw my dog in the water whatsoever.
Who's trying?
I've had That's a dog.
Question. It's happened. Tina, isn't it?
No, yeah. Nobody's doing that because I'm making it clear. If you have a puppy, don't throw it in the water. Let it go in gradually. Then they'll love to swim. And I wanted a dog that wants to swim. My dog sort of likes it. She jumps in the water, but she doesn't fear it. But
my dog does not like water. No. She won't go to it. She don't like getting a bath. She just don't like it. You know, if you look up TikTok, there's a lot of people trying to get it. I heard of one dude, but I can't find out who. There's like Oracle, Microsoft, Amazon, Kevin O'Leary. Like, you know, you got that one right. Mr. Beast. Might buy it. Frank McCourt, who used to own the Dodgers.
Why don't you try to buy it, fat boy?
I would immediately destroy it. It would be the biggest loss.
You would stupid, do the John Cena approach.
He would.
It
would
be the stupidest purchase in
down the wall.
World history. Because I don't want it to exist.
You hate it that much.
It's so dumb. And then people are like, but I made money off it.
But I'm TikTok
it.
Famous.
Business.
Okay. Go on with your bad self.
Like, okay. You took advantage of it, you know, while it was there. That's cool. But it shouldn't, like, linger just because, you know, you rely on it to make money.
Well, I mean, I'll say this. Like, with my business, if the internet went away, I'd be royally screwed. Yeah. I mean, everything. Like, if they outlawed 18-wheelers, we would be screwed as a nation. Like, all these different things would, you know, if the dollar collapsed.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, all these different things are dependent on something else.
They really are.
Like, even if you're a farmer, damn weather.
Oh, well, that's...
Dollar could collapse. Like, there's nothing backing it.
Well, there hasn't been since 1972.
But then you're like, even if the gold backed it, it still would have, you know, surpassed the.
Not if they didn't print more than they were supposed to.
That's so true. In business, you're at the mercy of so much.
Everything.
You sure are.
So I don't have one.
You know, and I understand the people.
You don't pay none either.
That use TikTok to. Because
that's attention.
Most average small business people can't afford advertising. You know. I mean, so
I
it's word of
laughs
it's
so hard
word of mouth. If you have a tiny business, that's how you're going to make your money.
I don't have tiny business. I have average business. You got a tiny business?
I'd say probably mid.
Mid business. That don't mean good anymore, though.
I know.
Stupid kids making up damn words.
Mid.
You need to stay in school. Yeah. Year round. How about that?
Well, if you don't have that corporate money, it's hard to make a living, and I feel for those people, and I understand why they want that. But at the same time, I don't like the cruelty of abusing animals. That's just my thing.
So you have to have an angel investor, and then you know, everybody takes it upon themselves, like, you know, look at every in and out of the business. I'm like, you got some money, okay? That don't mean like you're an expert in what I'm doing. So
yeah, but rare is the expert that knows every facet of it. Like, you got to have, like, when it comes to like taxes and all that stuff, my accountant nails that. I would be lost.
And that changes a lot too.
Shout out Susan, like, for real, like
Suze.
The other stuff, you know, but when it comes to that, like, ain't no way. Yeah. I don't know it.
You want to make sure that you're paying what you should be paying and they're taking out enough.
And that, yeah.
So you don't owe at the end of the year.
And I'm not getting fully hosed on stuff.
I need somebody that knows a trick or two. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's illegal.
Ins and outs.
Well, I mean, you should know.
Look for someone spinning a sign on the way home.
What you can.
It's either for an oil change or for your taxes.
For business expenses.
Well, they need to find out, like, you know how, like, Spirit of Halloween, like, they'll say, okay, we're only going to move in for, you know, 2 months, and then the rest of the year, that stuff's.
Yep.
These tax collectors, and I'm talking to you, Susan, and others, off-season do oil changes.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Jeez.
Probably work better if you're a man doing it. You know, people trust you more. But still.
Let Uncle Sam actually change my oil.
All right.
He'd wear the costume.
Yeah.
Wow, I declared you come in here and get the oil changed.
Wait in line.
I want you to get an oil change.
I want you to change your oil.
And you don't, look, you can take longer than 5 minutes. That's cool with me, believe me. I mean, if you want to take 15 or 20.
No, I want you to make sure you put the cap back on. I don't want quick oil changes. I want everything correct.
I do love the way they communicate, like, people in, like, in a kitchen in a restaurant. Like, behind you, like, let's say.
Yep. Four quarts. Bay 2, ready for all?
Ready for all?
It's like they're an airline pilot.
Bay 2, ready for all?
I like the place I go to. If there's a good-looking woman that pulls in,
yeah,
I know the manager's going to go work on her for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, try to talk her into just whatever to get all the upgrades.
Yeah, your serpentine's not looking good. No offense.
Serpentine.
That's like, offensive to me. Smells pretty good in this car right now. Do you need some wiper blades or anything? You need some transmission fluid? No.
It's the last time we changed your filters.
You kind of smell your hair when you get your oil changed.
Oh, my God.
I like the ones that say 15 minutes or less. It shouldn't take that damn long.
Yeah, like, take. I'm cool if you take your time. You know, I'm not in a
me
hurry.
Me too.
Like, I like sitting in my car while you do it.
To point A to point B.
As long as you don't take an hour, you know.
Yeah, just don't lift me up in the air. I want you to be underground.
You're sitting in the car the whole time?
Yeah, I want you to be in your little good prep Lord. Bunker down there doing oil.
They'd ask me to get out so they can lift the car up.
You think they ever screw with that guy and just pull a car over him and then they leave for lunch? He can't get
out. He's probably. Like, man, this is taking forever.
Did y'all throw me a cheeseburger down here?
Oh, my God.
Bay three. Oh.
Whoa.
Bay three. Oh. Behind you.
You want to talk about the best beers for the beach bar and other activities?
Yeah.
Beer. So we start at the bottom of the list at number 10.
We can talk about these since we don't have a dog in the fight anymore.
That's right. I've
never had a dog in the fight.
Mine was not alcoholic from the beginning.
Which is fine with me.
Yeah, because Paige is anti-dog fighting, so
it
makes sense.
Okay, so at number 10, Miller High Life. Can't say.
Man, I thought they'd be higher than 10.
I didn't ever drink it because I felt like, especially when people got into initials, I felt like I was kind of cussing when I'd say, give me an MGD.
Bud Light.
I didn't like it.
Next at number 9.
Yeah.
Then number 8.
Bring back Bud Select. That stuff was good.
Tell me about Pabst Blue Ribbon.
PBR. It became famous again like ramen noodles did, where people are like, you know what? I don't have to spend much money to survive.
This ain't a list of Bud Light. Is not even in the top 3, not even the green Bud Lights.
She just said Bud Light. We're going from the bottom.
I'm going from the bottom to the top. Number 7, Miller Lite. Number 6, Corona is back. Remember?
I was never a fan. That seemed like a fad beer.
I don't like any beer that I have to put a fruit in.
At number 5,
or a slice or anything.
Banquet. Never had that.
Banquet beer is a little.
Banquet beer? That's the brown label, right?
Yeah.
And then number 4, Narragansett. I don't know what that
what?
Is. What? Narragansett. That's a beer that's popular in New England area. Modelo is special.
They have a lot of commercials.
And then
I feel like when I watch those commercials, I feel like as a honky, I cannot buy it. I feel like it's routed toward Latinos that get tattoos.
Here are the top 2. At number 2, Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Number 1 beer, according to
Schlitz.
Food and Wine, is
the big
Brooklyn Lager.
Brooklyn Lager? What is
this? I don't know.
This is another one of those paid lists.
I've never even seen this Narragansett beer.
I don't know how to spell it. Google it.
N-A-R-R-A, G-A-N-S-E-T-T.
I went in AACP on mine.
Yingling.
Spelled it wrong. Yingling.
Where's it at?
15.
God, you said for the beach,
Rolling
right?
Rolling Rock 19.
Oh, this is just for beach time.
Yeah. This is just the list that for best beer ranked for the beach, the bar, and other activities. So this is the best beer.
Where's Bush? Not yours, like the beer.
The Bush.
Gone.
Bush Light, 16th. Natural Light, 14th.
Well, they got the flavored ones now. They do. I always thought if you had Corona, you're trying to be a part
now,
of the scene.
Now, I remember back in the day, Mickey's Big Mouth was big around here. Remember them? Those.
By God, yes.
Whatever happened to that?
I don't know, but
I remember I used to spill that all the time because it was.
I'd save all my caps because they had a little Hornet on the end of it.
Oh, you are the PBR caps.
Was that just a Southern thing with Mickey's? I don't know.
It was a Bonat special, I believe. Back in the day.
The Bonat special. Come there for 7-Up. Remember their sign said, 7-Up served here. It's like, what else? 7-Up. I think it's just who paid for the sign.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Bonat.
There's your Rise Guys headlines.
They never have donuts at Bonat's. It's strange.
No. I think they might have a crypto exchange now or close to it. There are a couple places in town. Well, a lot of places are doing it now, dude, more so.
Ingles does it.
Yeah.
Turn cash into crypto. And I'm like,
dude, come on.
I
wouldn't do it. You know, people got to be educated on that stuff.
Well, you're paying a large percentage to do that. More than if you turned your pennies into cash. What would they do with the pennies now?
I don't know.
Do they still take them?
How are you going to make change? You got to round it up to fives now.
Also, since it costs 3 cents to make, I'm selling mine for 2 cents. Back to the government. They'll save a penny.
Plus, that ain't going to happen. I was going to say, would they change prices to kind of offset you not having pennies? But
yeah, like if a meth head's going to steal like a catalytic converter with a little bit of copper in it, why do they walk past a penny on the ground?
I don't. I pick it up and make a wish, don't you?
Well, I'm not a meth head.
Well, no, I'm not either, but pennies from heaven.
Right. All right. We will take a break. When we come back, Fat Boy's high on this drug that he got. No, he's high on this email here. I'll tell you the subject line. Anonymous dad needs help before I tap out. Based on that alone right there.
It's a little hokey, but I think it's a good question, like a good either or.
Yes.
A lot of people face.
So he is anonymous dad? Or is it from another anonymous person talking about anonymous dad?
Well, so now you're making my head jiggle.
I got that after the first headlines. Page says, hey guys, please keep me anonymous. I don't need my wife finding out I aired this out on the radio.
Yeah, okay.
Big P word.
So we'll read that. We'll probably call him the P word. You probably will as well. 1-800-774-0093. It's got to do with his child, though, so don't do it too hard, okay? It's the Rise Guys. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.